The apparent slowdown in the economy is beginning to hurt the nation's newspapers. Some of the largest newspaper chains, including Knight Ridder and Gannett, have warned that advertising revenues have weakened. While the slowdown appears to be cyclical in nature, newspapers may be up against a long-term threat that could prove much more challenging. The internet is providing serious competition for newspaper classified sections. Many papers are fighting back, but the changes threaten their bottom line. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City hires 1,500 to 2,000 people a year, not counting physicians. The hospital has long looked for workers by running Help Wanted ads in newspapers and trade journals, but these days it also uses the internet. There are now hundreds of job websites, including sites specifically aimed at professions such as pharmacology and radiology. And the hospital now finds some 30% of its new hires on these sites. Director of Employment Services Marcy Kurlowitz says all kinds of workers, even secretaries and janitors, now use the web to look for work.
Initially, I think most of the people who responded might have been professionals or managerial. But over the past couple of years, we've seen an increase in like service level people and just general support staff who come in over the internet.
All this represents a big challenge to the nation's newspaper industry. Newspapers get an estimated 40% of their ad revenue from classifieds. But with more and more people turning to the internet to job hunt, look for homes, or shop for cars, many analysts say that revenue is under threat. Chris Sharon of Forrester Research predicts that by the year 2004, newspapers could lose some 31% of their classified revenues to the internet.
Overall, when you look at consumers as a whole, the newspaper is still the preferred source. But the point is, as people move online and as they experience the value of job and car sites, they begin to then prefer the internet over the newspaper.
Sharon says the net has some big advantages over newspapers, such as cost. Memorial Sloan Kettering pays up to $2,000 for each small ad in the New York Times, but for $40,000 a year, it gets up to 400 job postings on Monster.com, one of the largest websites. The net also offers another advantage in a tight labor market, speed.
Get another perspective.
At the hospital's personnel offices, employees are assigned to read job applications as they come in via email and route them immediately to the right recruiter. Dara Paisani is the hospital's internet coordinator.
Especially in today's job market, you have like 3 to 5 days to really respond to that candidate, or else another company is going to scoop them up. Email, I mean, I can get the resume in 5 minutes, and you can, I went to a seminar a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying that at one company, a disgruntled employee decided to post his resume on the internet first thing that morning. He was unhappy at his job, posted his resume. He had 3 calls. By the end of the day, he had a job offer. So that just goes to show that it's so much quicker.
Newspaper executives are well aware of the threat posed by the internet. A few big companies have formed online consortiums to compete with websites. Most papers have put their classifieds online, and many offer package deals in which customers get their ads put on the net for free. Some also offer extra features like special search tools and links to product sites. As a result of these efforts, industry officials say the newspaper classified business is anything but dead. Dean Welch, director of Internet and Classified Advertising at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, says his paper's classified sales were higher than ever this year. Welch said newspapers have a big advantage in brand loyalty over independent websites.
The truth of the matter is that everything that classified is 95% local market, and we continue to offer the most selection in almost every given category. And we will continue to do that for a long time.
Still, many analysts are less sanguine. They say newspaper classifieds have already lost significant ground to the net in some categories, especially in help wanted advertising, where sites such as Monster.com established an early lead. Personal ads have also migrated almost completely to the net, so much so that some newspapers, such as the Los Angeles Times, have quit running them altogether. The speed of the net also presents a certain problem. The Village Voice Voice offers an email service that notifies customers right away when the kind of job or apartment or date they're looking for comes on the market. Because the response to the ads is so immediate, they no longer have to run for long periods, and that has hurt revenue, says George Troiano, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at The Voice.
Our customers really have received enhanced call response, and as a result, in categories such as real estate, as well as employment, we really have seen some drop-off in multiple week commitments in print because properties are moving at a much faster rate, jobs are being filled much quicker.
With a strong economy, ad revenue in general has been growing very fast, and so newspaper classifieds have been shielded to some extent from the effects of internet competition. But with growth slowing, that could change, and the industry will find itself under greater and greater pressure to adapt. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.